Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County School District discusses construction funding updates. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County School District No. 1 shared updates on construction projects, funding changes, and district policies during a recent meeting. According to County 17, officials say upcoming renovations at Campbell County High School will be extensive, with parts of the building essentially taken down to its bones to modernize aging infrastructure. During construction, some programs will temporarily move back into the main building rather than relocating to outside facilities. The district is also upgrading older cafeteria and food service technology systems. Superintendent Alex Ayers praised district maintenance crews, calling them the unsung heroes who address small issues before they turn into larger problems. District leaders also discussed school funding changes tied to Wyoming's recent education recalibration, including an increase in the state school safety fund from $5 million to $10 million. Meanwhile, phase one of the district's stadium project is expected to wrap up in May, while the district continues waiting for a third amendment from the state related to a transportation project. House Ethics Panel clears lawmakers in Checkgate controversy. Wyoming House leaders say two lawmakers who exposed last month's campaign check controversy did not violate legislative rules. According to Cowboy State Daily, the Wyoming House Management Council concluded Wednesday that Carly Provenza and Mike Yin did not break any rules when they raised concerns about campaign checks distributed on the House floor during the legislative session. The controversy began when Teton County activist Rebecca Bextel handed campaign checks from a donor to several Republican lawmakers after the House adjourned on the session's opening day. Provenza photographed the exchange and alerted reporters, while Yin later referenced the incident during debate on the House floor. According to Wildfile, House Speaker Pro Tem Jeremy Haroldson said the council found no legislative misconduct and determined the lawmakers' First Amendment rights to speak publicly outweighed internal rules. However, Haroldson said the situation caused tension within the chamber and suggested the issue might have been handled differently. The incident, widely referred to as Checkgate, prompted a legislative investigation and new rules banning campaign check distribution inside the Capitol. A separate criminal investigation by the Laramie County Sheriff's Office remains ongoing. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.